Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly with you on a Monday afternoon, filling in for the afternoon show today. Be back with you tomorrow as well. Ike, Spike, and Jack off for the week. So I'll be back with you tomorrow and Tuesday, then in for Joe DeCamera Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. So you want to get in, 215-592-9494. How you join the show? Talking a lot about Jalen Hurts. It's middle of July, so it's quarterback list time. ESPN released a survey today. Coaches, executives, scouts. And Jalen ranked 9th on the list. Now, as I've said, as a Jalen Hurts guy, I think 9 is too low. I think that is... I can understand how they get there if you're just looking at the regular season in totality. But, I mean, to be behind Matt Stafford, to be behind Justin Herbert, I can somewhat get it with Goff. I certainly would not put him behind Jared Goff because I do value the playoffs. I do value the big games. I think that stuff matters. I would have Jalen Hurts 6th. And I want to know how you feel. Do you think that is over the top? Is that disrespectful? I don't, because if I'm looking at it and I'm taking a quarterback to start my team and build around, which is kind of the way I view it, I would take Patrick Mahomes, I'd take Joe Burrow, I'd take Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Jaden Daniels. I'd take all those guys over Jalen Hurts right now.
All guys who've won nothing.
Patrick Mahomes has not won nothing.
Okay, sure.
Yep. Joe Burrow was in a Super Bowl. I mean, Joe Burrow has had a pretty great career to this point. Josh Allen
never got back after the Super Bowl. He lost. He did not.
Yeah, and their defense has also been brutal. Like, do you think Jalen's a better quarterback than Joe Burrow, really?
I believe that Jalen Hurts has parts of his character that allow him to be a better quarterback than Joe Burrow. I don't believe that Jalen Hurts is a better athlete than Joe Burrow, but I believe that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback.
I think Joe Burrow not going back to a Super Bowl has a lot more to do with his defense than his character and his heart.
I didn't say that they did.
Well, I'm saying that Jalen Hurts
has been back to a Super Bowl and has won a Super Bowl.
That's what you insinuated there. That's at least what I took from it.
What I was insinuating is that he might not be a great leader.
Jalen
Hurts is a great leader. I know that.
I don't agree with that. Like, I think if any of those other guys were on the Eagles roster this year, I believe the Eagles would have won the Super Bowl. Now, maybe that makes me a hater. Maybe that makes me an anti-Jalen guy. I don't view it that way. Like, I think when you look at the talent, 6 is pretty damn high. 6 out of all the quarterbacks in the world, I think that's pretty damn good. And if you could be the sixth best quarterback and you're around a great team, you could. That's a recipe for success.
It's just my main problem with it is that the only, other than Mahomes, those quarterbacks you have above him haven't won anything.
But that doesn't mean necessarily that Jalen is better just because he has won.
I just really do disagree with that.
Okay, well, why
is winning not the number one thing you consider?
Matt Stafford won a Super Bowl in 2021.
But this is
Matt
last
Stafford
year's list.
Better than
this
all
is,
those guys?
This is a 2024 list. This is a list based on the 2024 season, correct? And how was Matt Stafford in the 2024 season? Not great.
We very nearly beat Jalen Hurts. Nearly beat him.
Okay, so is this a list off the regular season? Is it a career list, or is it the entire season from 2024?
Everything. Everything, and that's why I don't just base it on the last two games. I think you were just basing it on the last two games. And Jalen, he was incredible against Washington. He was incredible against Chiefs. And guess what? Prior to those two games, I would have had him lower than sixth. I probably would have had him more along the 10 line. But he moves up because he was incredible in those games, but it doesn't, to me, make him better than those guys who I think are just better players than him at this point.
What about the fact that those other quarterbacks on this list can't replicate the play, the tush push, that he's been able to? He's the only quarterback, and I know you're going to say the offensive line, but a lot of it is because of Hurts as well.
Absolutely.
Other quarterbacks are not able to do that play, which is a huge, huge amount of the success this team has comes from that play.
Absolutely, and it's a good point. Part of the reason why I put him above those other guys and put him sixth, but I would take, like, if I'm starting a team, I'm sorry, man. I take Jaden Daniels ahead of him. I take Lamar ahead of him. I take Josh Allen ahead of him.
I will give you Josh Allen. I won't take. I wouldn't. I would not take Lamar Jackson over him. And maybe Jaden Daniels, but it's 1 year of Jaden Daniels. 1 year. Like, this is the same thing everybody was saying about CJ Stroud 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, he was an incredible season. Like, it was one of the best rookie seasons I've seen.
One incredible season. I've seen multiple incredible seasons from Jalen Hurts. Multiple incredible seasons.
Has been irrelevant for like 20 years.
And let's see how they are this year.
And he took them to a conference championship game in one season. And I don't know about you. I was terrified whenever that dude had the ball in the championship game. The reason why Washington lost that game, and sure, we can look at the final score. Jaden Daniels, I thought, played phenomenal in that game. I thought he played great.
He played great in that game, but I do think you're discounting a little bit of Dan Quinn. Jaden Daniels didn't come in and completely turn this franchise around on his own. It was Dan Quinn came in there and is a great. Earlier, you said he was an okay coach.
I think he's an okay
coach.
He blew a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl.
Yep. Yes,
it's one of the biggest meltdowns in the history of the league. And his offensive coordinator was Cliff Kingsbury, who's a pretty boy and isn't even that good of a coach.
And last year, he took a franchise that, like you just said, hasn't been relevant in 20 years and turned them around in a season. So it's like you want to pick and choose these arguments when they work for you, but when they don't, don't work.
No. The reason, I just think when you look at Washington, Jaden Daniels is a much bigger reason why they turned around than Dan Quinn.
I think that they both had a hand in it, and that it proves that I'm bringing up the Dan Quinn thing to prove my point that Jaden Daniels is only 1 year. The subject size is simply too small to place him above a Super Bowl MVP in Jalen Hurts.
I think Jaden Daniels overall had a better season. For about 18 games, Jaden Daniels is the better quarterback.
It came away ringless.
No, absolutely. Apparently the defense had nothing to do with that. The defense had an incredible performance in the Super Bowl. I think you got to take it all into account. And that's all I'm doing here. 215-592-9494. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Phillies, what we were asking earlier on in the show, we'll change the Twitter poll question to whether Jalen is, whether it's disrespectful for him to be ranked sixth on a quarterback list. But also, with the Phillies, you want to get on that. Do you feel better or worse about their chances to win the World Series than you did on opening day? And our next question today, what's the best theatrical experience you've had, best experience you've had in a movie theater? That's our next question. And we'll get back to the phones in a minute, but since it's the afternoon show, I wanted to do a Mount Rush 4 today at 4.
It's Tom Kelly. Mount Rush 4.
There you go. I haven't like spoken to Jolly on the air in a while, so you had to dig deep for that one, I guess.
No, I've got that one literally in the gun at all times.
Okay.
Well, that one's always locked and loaded.
Well, thank you to Jolly for his contributions to this open today. And for Mount Rush 4, do we have any music that accompanies this or no?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. I just felt it felt a little more natural to do with a little bed under me, but that's okay. We don't need one. But since it is Superman, weekend, the Superman movie came out. I decided to do the four best movie villains, as I see it, in my lifetime. And I'll get your grades on this, Justin, as the movie aficionado here. My four best movie villains for Mount Rushmore. Number one, I think this one's pretty inarguable, the Joker. The Joker's got to be the number one movie villain. I would go with the Heath Ledger Joker from The Dark Knight if we're being a little more specific. There you go. That doesn't that just feel a little better?
Feels way better.
Yeah, it feels much better. What do you think of that? Joker number one on the Mount Rushmore. I guess he's in the Lincoln spot or the George Washington spot.
I think you definitely need to be more specific on the interpretation of the character, which so you're saying with the Heath Ledger version?
The Heath
version.
Ledger Joker. I mean...
Yeah, he's got to be on there.
Phoenix did a nice job, but not nearly as good
well,
as Heath
it's,
Ledger.
Well, it's between him and Nicholson. It's between Ledger and Nicholson.
That Jack Nicholson Joker was... A joke, quite frankly.
And no, dude.
He was not frightening at all.
I just watched this movie last week. Well, he was doing the Joker from the time. He was doing the Joker that was in the comics in 1989, and Heath Ledger was doing Scott Snyder's Joker, which was the one at the time in 2008.
Okay. Well, I'll go Heath Ledger's Joker. He is the first on the Mount Rushmore. Number two, I'll go with Thanos. What was that eye roll?
No, just go.
Thanos is a pretty badass... villain. I mean, he can just eliminate half the population with the snap of a finger. You don't think that's a dangerous villain?
No, it's cool. It's fine. Keep going.
Okay.
I want to hear the whole thing before I
now, the next one, I'm going way back in time for this, but I would say the OG movie villain, the Wicked Witch of the West. The Wicked Witch of the West. She was a nasty villain at the time, back in the 30s.
So wait,
was terrifying when I was a kid.
This is all movie villains? Or just I thought you were just doing superhero movie villains.
No, all movie villains.
All movie villains.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wicked Witch of the West.
That's a good pick.
Do you think that's fair
that's
to put her
pick.
On there?
I wouldn't have
She's like
of her.
The OG movie villain.
That's a great pick.
Okay. And number four, Darth Vader. Darth Vader, you know, obviously iconic in like the 70s and 80s. The lines still live on. He's my fourth. So I would go Heath Ledger's Joker, Thanos, Wicked Witch of the West, and what did I say? Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, what do you think? That's a fine Mount Rushmore, I think.
That's a fine one. Yeah, I don't know who I would put over anybody on the list. I would have to think about it.
Like, I wanted to do something Superman-centric here, but Superman...
You haven't even seen the movie.
Doesn't have great villains.
That's not true.
And
Lex Luthor in this recent Superman movie was fantastic.
And I also think...
Gene Hackman's Lex Luthor was fine.
As a superhero, Superman is overrated.
You should watch the movie.
Superman, what do you think about him being overrated? I feel like, you know, there's not enough story there. When the guy's just so powerful, he can just stop anybody. There's no fun. That's why Batman is better than Superman any day.
Well, I think that the Christopher Reeve movie did a lot of damage to Superman more than people realize because he made him so powerful that he could just fly so fast he would turn back time. Like, have you seen the Christopher Reeve
exactly.
Superman movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, he flies so fast. The way the movie ends, he flies so fast around the Earth, he rewinds time in the entire universe.
Yeah, what's the fun in that?
Well, yeah, and like that's just like not really what he does in the comics. The whole thing with Superman is it's like he's full of hope, right? And it's I don't think he's overrated as a character at all. I think the fun of it is how you write around that stuff, how you write around a character who is uber powerful, and it's really great. I really loved the new Superman movie. I thought it was really fantastic.
Okay, well, I'll probably wait for it to come out at home.
You should watch it in the theater.
I don't think I'm gonna find the time to get out there.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays, it's half price.
Okay. Well, can I take a four-year-old to go see it or no?
It's fine, probably.
Okay. Maybe I'll,
I would
maybe
wait
I'll
like a week or two so it's less people in the theater, and then I would do it. It's going to be in theaters all summer.
Okay.
The rest of the summer is pretty desolate. There's like Fantastic Four in 2 weeks and then nothing
just,
else.
Just usually my move to wait and let the movies come out and watch them at home. Like, I will say, though, and we're having a debate in studio here. As I was leaving the other day, I was talking to Hugh and Spike and Ike, and Spike and Ike said they didn't really like Sinners that much. I thought it was great.
I really
enjoyed that movie.
I thought it was great. I've seen it twice.
Now, how bad is this? Hugh thought I was an idiot. I admitted this off the air, but I didn't know going into it. And for the first 5 minutes of the movie...
What does possibility mean to you? That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I didn't know that Michael B. Jordan was playing both characters.
Yeah, you're
I thought
an idiot.
Michael B. Jordan was, was Smoke. I didn't realize he was also Stack.
Yeah, you're a moron.
That's bad.
Yeah. No,
I just thought, I'm like, blindness. Wow, this other guy looks exactly like Michael B. Jordan, too.
They found him a stunt double?
Yeah.
Well, so apparently that was supposed to be, Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors. Who have you seen the Creed movies?
Yeah, well, he was in
Creed 3.
Okay, he was in the Avengers too.
He was in Ant-Man 3. He was Kang in Ant-Man 3.
Didn't he have controversy or something?
Well, that's why he got like canned from the MCU and canned from this.
But so they just decided to save money and have Jordan do both roles.
Yeah, it creates an interesting dynamic, doesn't it? It shows what a gifted actor Michael B. Jordan is.
Does he get like double the money for that?
Oh, he probably did. Yeah, he probably did. He gets two roles. It's two roles.
Yeah,
I'd imagine you could have to get paid a little more than that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. But yeah, that was kind of embarrassing. That I admit I shouldn't have admitted that. Well, normally, I don't care about being embarrassed, but that was bad.
What would you rate Sinners out of five? Out of five stars.
I would give it 4 stars.
4 stars?
Yeah.
So what's a 5-star movie?
I'd certainly recommend it. Like The Dark Knight. Like, I didn't... Okay. It's not like one of the best movies I've ever seen. I think it was a really good movie. It's the best movie I've seen in a while. I don't watch a ton of movies.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really good.
I think it's the best movie of the year so far.
I've probably only seen a few, but sure. Why not? If we vote at the So I usually don't vote for the SAG stuff because I don't want to taint.
Because you're a fraud.
I don't want to taint the process.
And you shouldn't.
You know.
Have a little bit of respect for the process.
But I'd vote for Sinners. I thought it was a great movie.
It was great. Yeah. I'm glad you liked it.
215-592-9494. If you want to get in, you want to critique my Mount Rushmore list, you're welcome to. We'll have a top five at five later on with Justin as well. But obviously talking a lot about the Jalen Hurts stuff, the Jalen Hurts list. Do you think six is disrespectful? I think most people would say 9 would be. But do you think 6 is? That's where I have them, and I think it's fair. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Frank and Sewell. What's up, Frank?
What's up, Frank? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I agree with you. I mean, I don't know. You definitely got to take Daniels. If you're sitting there picking one of the two, and you just got like a blank team, and you're starting out with the quarterback, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he looks like a young, possible Randall Cunningham in the making. I mean, with his good arm, elusive, and he had a lot of poise, but... I agree with you, but everybody wants to get all caught up and, he won the Super Bowl. He's got to be top three. He's top three. He's not. He's just not. Put him on an average team that's nine and eight. All right. Who do you want? I would take all them other guys going into that postseason with average, like little better than average teams. He had the best running back in the game by far. And to be 29th, is there's no excuse, and it's never been done before. I looked it up. It's never been done before where someone had a 2,000 yard back or 1,800 yards, all these top eight seasons. I looked them all up. This was the worst out of any quarterback for passing. So these people don't want to say they were handing the ball off. That's why they were bad. No. When Troy Aikman was handing the ball off to Emmitt Smith and they won the Super Bowl, they were second. Okay? When Jim Kelly was handing it off to Thurman Thomas or all these other greats in the past at L.A., they weren't 29th, close to the basement in passing. They did both. The guys don't do both because he can't do both. They got to push him and pull him in the end zone to get, when they get down to the close to the end zone. I mean, and if I was Saquon Barkley, I'd be one out of town listening to the fans disrespecting him the way they are. He gets no respect. He was the MVP.
Well, Frank, that's where I disagree. I don't think anybody's disrespecting Saquon Barkley. I mean, I think everybody knows how great Saquon Barkley was this year.
Well, right. Yeah, but no one's sitting there saying, thanks, Saquon. It's all like, oh, no. All of a sudden, you know, he had, wait, you want to talk about his Super Bowl? He said extraordinary Super Bowl. 221 yards? With two touchdowns.
Yeah, but Frank, this is where I'll look at the other side of it. I mean, he was really good in the Super Bowl. I mean, would you disagree with that? He did what he needed to do, and I thought played a really clean game in the Super Bowl.
He did play. He played a good game. He had a good game.
Frank, you're breaking up a little bit. What's the best movie you saw in theaters?
Well, one more thing. Can I have one more thing?
Sure.
The best quarterback ever with the worst talent was Randall Cunningham, and just to let people know, he came in second in all-time second in MVP four times. People don't know that. And Joe Montana was in this way twice. Anyway, a little food for thought. The best movie I saw in the theater was probably back in the day, Star Wars.
Star Wars. There you go. That's a good one, Frank. Appreciate the call. That must have been really cool to see in the theaters back at that time, because that was like the first of its kind, I'd imagine.
I would love to see Star Wars in theaters.
Like, would you love to like rewind back to the 70s or 80s and go for the first time?
Wait in line and catch it? Yeah, I would adore that.
You have a look of a guy that lived in the 70s.
Thanks.
You look like you should have been alive 50 years earlier than you actually are.
I'm going for the George Harrison recently.
Yeah.
Is it work? You working?
I don't know what George Harrison looks like.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Well, the people on YouTube could probably let us know, because obviously we're on YouTube this week, thanks to Justin Morgenstein, who has to deal with looking at us this week.
Working tirelessly out there.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, man. The YouTube, I had a rough week on the Midday Show last week.
On the You People?
Well, the You People. They just came for me nonstop. They were calling me Little Jolly. Do I look like Jolly to you?
No, but that's hilarious.
I mean,
You got similar takes.
And
that's
people,
hilarious.
And they were giving a bunch of jobs that I look like I would have done. One was like a failed restaurant owner. None of them were positive.
I heard that bit. There was one. What were the other jobs? There was one that fits so good.
I forget. The owner of Planet Fitness, but never goes in there.
That was mean. That's a good one.
And just like, I'm having to critique myself watching these YouTube clips, because I realize I talk with my hands a lot more than I realize I do.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, no. I mean, it's fine. It's just I never realized it before, but I'm watching these, and my son was roasting me. Like
little Tommy was roasting.
Yeah, but talking with my hands.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think I do the same thing.
I just never realized I did it that much, you know?
No, I think that's natural. I don't think you see the clips of Spike. Spike's always throwing his arms
yeah,
around
that's
up
true.
Here. Like he's
that's
tossing
true.
A salad.
That's true. Let's go to Eric in Mullica Hill. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, TK?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. Yeah, I guess let's get the movie out of the way first. So I don't know. Let me guess. You're not a big Harry Potter fan.
I do actually want to go watch the Harry Potter movies, Eric. I've just never gotten around to doing it.
You're just in time to catch the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
No, so, I mean, for the best movie theater experience, that last one in theaters, I mean, for, like, the big Harry Potter fans, for it to, like, go down with the... you know, the wizard fight, and then like to leave that theater with such a mixed emotion. I mean, I don't know. That was my biggest one. I don't know if other people feel that way, but it was good. Good one.
There you go. That's a good one. That's probably a cool one to see in theaters.
Yeah. So let's go Phillies first. I definitely am feeling worse, maybe not for the same reasons as other people. I think the Alvarado loss was probably going to prove to be one of the bigger losses when we go into the playoffs. Nola kind of being out for the time and him not living up to the contract. Some of the more intangibles throughout the season have definitely proven to be, now to be a worse chance. But I'm optimistic, you know. I mean, just like the Mets last year and other teams, just get in, you know, and the bats have to get hot. And I think the starting pitching will prove that, you know, they've been good all year. So, but we got to get hot at the right time. And I feel like the players know that too, and they're trying to find a spark.
Yeah, Eric, I'm just worried about whether that can happen or not. Like, I know, like, last year we look at it and it was like, oh, well, the bats didn't get hot. But I don't know, man. Like, they weren't playing very well the whole second half of the season at that point.
Yeah, they got to find something. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be. You know, it's just got to, I don't know. I'm hopeful in that sense. I mean, you just got to get in. So, well, we'll jump over to the Eagles and, Jalen Hurts talking. I agree with you. I think 5 or 6 is perfect for him. The main thing you got to look at, though, is when you look at his, the Super Bowl, that pass to Devontae. I mean, that's something that's Jalen Hurts' staple of why he's gotten better and why he may be in the top 5 now. I mean, that pass right there just shows you that he's got the skills of some of those better quarterbacks. That downfield pass is amazing. That was a staple for me and keeping him in the top 5.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Eric, and I appreciate the call, man. Thanks. And yeah, I mean, the last two games were incredible. I mean, and I don't want to diminish that. Like, there is something to be said for a quarterback who plays his best games when the stage is the biggest. And I'll just speak from, the fan perspective. Like, one of my favorite players in Philadelphia sports history and one of, I think, the most underappreciated athletes in the history of Philadelphia is Donovan McNabb. I love Donovan McNabb. I grew up with those teams. Like, when I was in high school, that was when the Eagles made the conference championship game 4 years in a row. And I will always say that Donovan McNabb does not get the credit he deserves. He is not appreciated enough for what he did for this team, for what he did for that organization. And the way that perception of the Eagles really changed in those years where Donovan was the quarterback. But the one thing that I cannot argue is that as great as I think Donovan was, he didn't play his best in those games. Like, he didn't. And Donovan, for 5 years, I think from 2000 to 2004, he was inarguably, in my mind, the third best quarterback in football. It was Tom Brady, it was Peyton Manning, and it was Donovan 3. I would have put him ahead of Drew Brees. I would have put him ahead of Kurt Warner in that time frame. But Donovan never had those moments. Like, in those conference championship games, in the certainly Super Bowl 39, in which, I mean, Donovan was just bad in that game. There were other factors, but that's one thing that I can't say. And that's one thing that Jalen obviously can say, is that he has played his best in the biggest moments. But to me, that doesn't outweigh all the other stuff. Just like on the opposite end with Donovan, where people will look at McNabb now and say, oh, look at him. He was a choker. He was a bum. He couldn't get them over the top. Well, you can't forget about all the regular seasons where this guy was a legit MVP candidate. You can't forget about those years 01, 02, 03, where he's dragging teams with James Thrash and Todd Pinkston and Chad Lewis and LJ Smith, all these guys to conference championship games. It's the same kind of argument in reverse, because I think people look at it with Donovan and they look at it and they want to diminish him about he didn't get over the top, he didn't get over the hump, and he was just a bum. Well, no, that's not true. Donovan McNabb was a great quarterback. Donovan McNabb, I think, is a borderline Hall of Famer. Probably not, because he didn't win the Super Bowl. But, with Jalen Hurts, I look at it the opposite way, where I'm not going to overlook all the regular season stuff. I'm not going to overlook the entire resume just because of what's happened in the big games. Does it matter? Of course it matters, but it's not the whole story. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. I'll continue taking your calls. We've got top 5 of 5 coming up at 5 o'clock. A few other things to get to throughout the course of the show before we get out of here as well. But obviously talking a lot about Jalen Hurts. Do you think it's disrespectful for me to have him 6th on my quarterback list? Would love to get your take. Next question, best theatrical experience you've had at a movie theater watching a movie? I'm Tom Kelly in for the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.